This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to our reporters in Oregon this hour. Before we do, I want to cover some other news that is breaking. Up on the Drudge Report, there's an article saying, do not track, does not include, guess who? The big guys, Facebook, Google, Yahoo, and others like that. And of course, what the article points out is that, surprise, surprise, the do not track regulatory process that was coming out of the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, does not include the big guys. Isn't that interesting? You know, somebody said regulations are like a spider web. They catch the small gnats, but the big bumblebees go right through the web. And that's what we see all the time. Understand that in many cases, just like we see in small businesses and towns, many cases it's the existing restaurants that want more regulation, that want tighter rules, that want higher requirements for getting into business because they want to shut down their competition. They're already on the ladder to success, and they want to shut off and cut off the lower rungs of that ladder. So you see that happening even in a local business areas, but it certainly is there when you're talking about the big multinational corporations that have so much money and can buy so many politicians in just the right place. They point out the FTC relied on a group that was dominated by powerful internet companies to set up these regulations. Companies like Google, Facebook, Yahoo, whose business depends on online advertising. Well, fine, they say. Incredibly, the same big players who hijacked the process could make this one-sided policy a de facto global standard. Oh, really? What do you think the Trans-Pacific Transatlantic Partnerships are about? These are written by a few large corporations and their corporate lawyers. The elected representatives in the countries that were going to be signing on to this were not even allowed to see it. Okay, and now that it has been there, nobody is paying any attention to it. And, of course, it is massive. It's four times the collected works of Shakespeare. And I forget how many times it is larger than the Bible. It's three or four times larger than the Bible itself. But these big guys are writing the regulations, and guess what? They're going to make sure that only they own everything. We have infringements in these trade agreements. They're not really trade agreements. They're not even really about free trade. The Democrats or Republicans are pretending that this is a traditional debate as to whether or not we're going to have tariffs or whether or not we're going to have free trade. Who gets to benefit? Is this going to impact the unions? And so you got people lining up with their traditional constituency, Democrats with the unions and Republicans saying, oh, we want to have free trade and open business. That's not what it's about, folks. It's not at all about free trade. It's about controlling the internet. It's about giving a few people infinite and unending copyright controls. It's about allowing them to use that copyright control to shut down free speech and take over the internet. That's why it's being opposed by a lot of privacy groups, and this is what we're seeing with this type of thing. So it brought immediate criticism from third-party ad tech companies like AppNexus, which said that the do not track standards put them at a corporate disadvantage. Oh, you don't understand. That was the point in the first place. It was never there to protect your privacy. It was there to put other people out of business. We saw this happen with the banks, right? The bank bailouts. Who got the bank bailouts? Well, interestingly enough, you know, the big seven guys, the ones who were too big to fail, they got the big bailouts. But as Drudge was reporting at the time, every year we would see the tally at the end of the year. You know, 130, 150 more banks go out of business. Those are the small guys. Those are the competitors to the guys who own Washington. And nothing that the big guys could do, nothing the big banks could do would ever harm them. Even when they were caught laundering money for the Sinaloa drug cartel. You had HSBC giving the Sinaloa drug cartel, you know, El Chapo. Everybody was all freaked out about El Chapo getting out of prison. What a horrible thing that was. This guy is loose. Well, guess what? One of the largest banks, the too big to fail banks, was given a pass by the Obama Attorney General. He said, oh, it wouldn't help to take any criminal sanctions against these guys, even though they gave El Chapo his own personal window to launder money. They slapped them on the wrist and said, no problem. That's how this rolls out. That's why this is not about your privacy. This is about a corporate fascism, a corporate takeover of our government. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joining our reporters at the bottom of the hour. They're going to be in Oregon. Going to get a live update as to what is happening there. Of course, the media is portraying this as armed fanatics who want to overthrow the government. We're going to talk a little bit about the background in this particular case. I do feel that taking over this federal facility, as we've said, just plays right into the hands of Obama. I feel that it is a bad tactic, and I feel like they're not looking at the overall strategy. This was a very egregious case, and we should focus on those details and get people to understand other things that they can do about this, but get people on board before they go this route. As Stuart Rhodes was saying, he said, look, you're frustrated, you want to take the fight to them, you don't have to do that. Believe me, the fight is coming to you. Okay, don't be the one to fire the first shot. The one who fires the first shot loses. That's why we had a Pearl Harbor. FDR wanted to make sure that they fired the first shot, and he was willing to pay a horrific price in terms of lives, in terms of the Navy's equipment for that. Now, I want to talk about, and we're going to course, we look at what's happening with the stock market. The Dow is still down about 400 points, about 2.5%. You know, that's one casino. I'm going to talk about a rigging of the multi-state lottery. How about that? That's kind of the poor man's casino. That's right. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know about the specials that we have. Again, we have a 15% off across the board at InfoWarsStore.com this week only with promo code GIFT15, or you can also use promo code 2016. Either one of those will get you 15% off everything at the store. We have a resolution pack with nascent iodine, vitamin B12, and a cleansing formula. All of those things will help you to start out a healthier new year, part of your new health kick if you've made a resolution to do that. But it also applies to other things that we have, like the Hillary for Prison t-shirt. Incredibly, the InfoWars solar base station power supply is also including that 15% off. And we have a 50% off, 50% off of Prison Planet TV if you get an annual subscription. That's only about 10 cents a day. It helps to support our operation. It gives you and your friends that you can share this with access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries. That's how you get people to wake up. You have to give them that deep background of what's going on. So all of that you can get at 50% off for the Prison Planet TV membership and 15% across the board for everything we sell, health products, T-shirts, you name it, right there at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so the poor man's casino, the lottery system. We have reported in Denver, the Colorado Lottery is investigating whether its lottery was rigged. An Iowa man is now set to go on trial there in July. He's accused of buying tickets with numbers that he knew would win in several states, including Colorado, and then collecting. Now, who is this guy? Well, it turns out he's the head of security for the Multi-State Lottery Association. He created the system that generates the winning numbers. This guy's name is Tipton. He has already been convicted of rigging the Iowa lottery. He faces 10 years in prison for that. But while appealing that, he is now being charged in connection with rigging lotteries in five other states, including Colorado. That's something that the mainstream media is not reporting. The fact that they are rigging this system, and you still got poor people who are pouring their money into this casino. That's something that I know people are free
to do. Hey, David,
just
to cut in here, I wanted to show you that if you look on screen, Joe Biggs is at the press conference in Oregon right now. He'll be joining us live
in the next
segment.
Yeah. Press conference right now. You can see Joe Biggs over the shoulder of Ammon Bundy, and he is currently having a press conference. Do we have an audio feed on that? Are we going to go to that? Or
County.
Yeah.
And for in this valley, and for protecting their private property. And these things are what this is about. That because we have allowed our federal government to step outside the bounds of the Constitution, they have come down upon the people and are prosecuting them now directly. They are coming down into the states and taking over the land and the resources, putting the people into duress, putting the people into poverty, and putting entire counties and entire states into undue obedience. I have asked that Shauna Cox read you what we have titled the Notice Redress of Grievance. And to give you a little background, we have spent several weeks, 2 months to be exact, in petitioning the state and the local county representatives to stand for the Hammonds against these unconstitutional actions. And we have done this through petitions. We have done this through.
All right, let's pull that back. And as we talk about that, and I absolutely agree with them. And we have written articles on InfoWars.com talking about the constitutional basis and the unconstitutional actions of the federal government. And he was exactly right. They do not have the jurisdiction to come down into the territories. But of course, we see the acquiescence of the sheriffs and letting them do that. And what do you do in an area that doesn't want to protect people's rights? And that's the real key issue there. They have a reservation mentality. As I pointed out, the federal government owns over half the land in Oregon. And as other people have pointed out, over half the people in that area work for the federal government. So they basically have a slave mentality. I think that's why they won't stand up and fight it. And if they don't want to stand up and fight it, that is the wrong place, the wrong time to do it. You have to have a core of people who are going to stand up in opposition and stand together peacefully to take back their freedoms. There are many ways that we can do this. We can do it at the state level with state nullification. We can do it at the individual level with jury nullification. This whole thing could have been short-circuited if we had jurors who knew their rights and their duties as jurors, and that is to make sure that you don't have someone like this rancher, that someone who is a law-abiding citizen, get railroaded by the federal government. Let me jump now to this article that Kurt Nemo has. Hammonds were targeted because the government wants to steal their land. And he quotes from an article in October by the Tri-State Livestock News. And it's very interesting because in this article, they have quotes from retired full-time BLM employees and others who know what the inside game is here. According to the article, the BLM often worked with ranchers on collaborative burns to manage invasive juniper that steal water from the grass and from other cover. Aaron Maupin, a former BLM range technician and watershed specialist and rancher in the area, said backfires by other ranchers had burned BLM land in the past and the agency had not taken action. During her tenure as a full-time BLM employee from 1997 to 99, Maupin recalled other fires that had accidentally spilt over onto BLM land, but only the Hammonds have been charged, arrested, and sentenced, she said. Ranchers, quote, would call the BLM, would go out to help them put it out, and it wasn't a big deal, unquote. On the other hand, she said, there were numerous instances of BLM fires spreading to private land, and ranchers losing significant number of cattle and other property. Maupin said she was unaware of the BLM compensating ranchers for any of their private destroyed property. And she points out, he does in this article, I should say, that BLM recklessness is not limited to Oregon. Kurt Nemo quotes, he says, in 2013, two South Dakota prescribed burns started by the U.S. Forest Service over the objections of area landowners blew out of control, burned thousands of acres of federal and private land. Ranchers that suffered property damage from the Patre Fire in Perkins County, South Dakota, filed extensive tort claims in accordance with federal requirements, but will receive no compensation because the USDA, Department of Agriculture, found the U.S. Forest Service wasn't responsible for that fire, just like we see happening with the EPA. We know the EPA intentionally polluted the Animas River. Okay, that is something that a geologist, Dave Taylor, wrote in a July 30th editorial, predicted this massive spill that happened back in August. He said, look, the EPA plan is really a blitzkrieg for a Superfund. This guy was a retired engineer. He said what they're proposing to do is going to blow that mine up. It's going to create a massive environmental issue, and they're going to use that to increase their power. He said the grand experiment, in my opinion, will fail, and guess what? They'll say, well, plan A didn't work, so I guess we'll have to build a treatment plant that will cost taxpayers $100 million to $500 million. He says, reading between the lines, I believe that has been the EPA's plan all along. And then we found out a couple of weeks later, on August 22nd, we found out that the EPA knew of the blowout risk for the tainted water at the mine. Then there was an investigation by the Department of Interior. Found out the EPA was solely responsible for the toxic mustard-colored waters that contaminated rivers in Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and the Navajo Nation back in August. The EPA claimed that the spill was, quote, likely inevitable, but research carried out by the Interior Bureau of Reclamation disagreed. The spill released arsenic, mercury, lead, other contaminants into the Animas River. Thousands of drinking water wells as far as 100 miles away created a natural disaster. Then guess what? We find out that the contractor behind this spill got $381 million from the taxpayers. Same thing we see all the time. The government does these irresponsible, massively irresponsible operations, damages beyond belief the property and the water or the land of other people, and then hold themselves absolutely not responsible. They don't even pay for the cleanup, let alone fire anybody. Let alone send anyone to jail for criminal negligence. No, they do it, and they do it with immunity. Now, Kurt Nemo goes on to point out, as part of this deal to fend off an effort by federal government to designate the Steens Mountain as a federal monument, ranchers in the area traded their BLM permits and private property for land on the valley floor and allowed Congress to create a 170,000-acre wilderness in 2000. Now, Maupin went to say the last holdouts on that cow-free wilderness are the Hammonds, right? They want to get rid of them. They want to force them off the land. Why? because a geological survey indicates there's a high potential for silver, gold, copper, mercury, uranium, and molybdenum. Okay? This is exactly what's happening in Arizona with John McCain. Destroying this area that the Apaches have in that area. Destroying the park so they can hand over copper licenses to a multinational corporation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be joined by reporters in Oregon shortly. As you can see, they were at the press conference that Ammon Bundy was having there at the federal facility that they've taken over. And they're going to be joining us with a report in just a moment. Before they do, let's go to something that's a little bit light. This is an article that I saw in the Drudge Report from the Daily Mail, and I thought it was crazy and hilarious. It's a New Year's message from Coco the Gorilla. Because, you know, they've tried scaring us with Al Gore. They've tried appealing to us and saying, you know, this is more important than anything. The religion of global warming is more important than the Catholic religion or Christianity or whatever with the Pope. So they've tried Al Gore. They tried the Pope. So you still don't get it. Well, they're going to roll out the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Maybe you'll pay attention. And what does he have to say? Or she says, this is Coco the Gorilla, says, stop destroying the planet. Man, stupid. Well, you know what? Monkey see, monkey do. The real story behind this is the educational aspect of this. And of course, you know, I've got a border collie myself. And this, my border collie is every bit as smart as this gorilla. And even better, because my border collie doesn't think man is stupid. My border collie thinks man is awesome. And my border collie understands that all this stuff about global warming doesn't have even a proper context. Remember, we had the founder of the Weather Channel being interviewed by Alex Jones, and he was talking about how they don't even have a baseline to talk about a 1 degree change. You know, we're supposed to believe that a 1.5 degree change, a 2 degree change is going to destroy the Earth. We don't have a baseline for that. When you go back and you look at the few data points that they have with that kind of accuracy, understand, they can go in and they can extrapolate things from ice cores or whatever, but they can't get down to that level of accuracy. So, you know, when we look at their models, for the most part, untestable, because they're talking about things that are 50, 100 years in the future. But where their models can be tested, they've been shown to be wrong. They've shown to fail. Now, my border collie understands all that, because my border collie listens to me talk to my wife and my children about all this stuff, and, you know, look at me, look at my wife, he'll nod his head, yeah, I agree. And so my border collie understands all this stuff, but this gorilla has been thoroughly indoctrinated by some people who have taught it a script. You know, some of the stuff this gorilla is saying, it says, I am gorilla, fix earth, help, fix the earth, okay? I am flowers, animals, I am nature, Coco, love man, earth, Coco, love, okay? Coco has been given a script. Coco has been thoroughly indoctrinated. And you know what? If you don't take control of your children's education, your children are going to be monkey see, monkey do, just like Coco. They're going to repeat all the nonsense that is stuffed into their head about climate change, about global warming, about white privilege, you name it. Whatever the government's agenda is, that's what they're going to repeat to you. Because that's fundamentally what education is about anymore. It's not about giving children tools of learning. It's not about cultivating independent thought. It's not about establishing a love of individual liberty. It's about getting them to do what the government wants. That has been the goal and the purpose of education. And I think you can see it very easily with this video. And, of course, as Alex had pointed out earlier when he was talking about the TSA, he said, the TSA is nothing but dog training. That's right. So you got a dog, you got children, make sure they're getting the right kind of training. Make sure that you understand what they're being taught in school. Question them if you send them to school. And we can't all homeschool our kids, but you need to understand what they're being taught in school. And I can pretty much tell you at this point, if you're putting them in a government school, that agenda is being set out of Washington. It is an anti-American, anti-humanity agenda that they're giving them. It's an anti-Christian agenda, you name it. It's opposed to pretty much everything that I respect, and that's why we've not put our children in school. We started out, my wife was a school teacher. She saw the way that children were being abused in the system through things like tenure, that they would not allow bad teachers to be fired. We said, we're not going to do that to our children, but it's gotten far, far worse than anything that I grew up in. And if you went to school, understand the school that your children are in today isn't anything at all like what you went through. So you need to look very closely, very carefully at what is happening to your children, or they're going to exploit them, just like they exploited this gorilla for that hokey message. Now, of course, tonight we're going to have Obama lecturing us and creating this dog and pony show, working with CNN. They're going to have a crowd there, and the crowd is going to say, Obama, we just need you to do more, to take the guns, to control the guns. And the irony, of course, with all of this is at the same time our government is arming Al-Qaeda. At the same time, they're bringing in all these migrants without any background checks. And, of course, our president never had a background check either, did he? That's part of the problem. the most secretive president we've had, and now he is flooding our country with people from areas that are war-torn because he was bombing them, using assassination drones in these countries. Now he's bringing those people into our country to bring unrest. But they're going to focus on what's going on in Oregon. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to go to our crew who are live at the standoff in Oregon. Just quickly before we do, if you want to call in and talk about this or anything that we've been talking about during the show, the number is 800-259-9231. Again, that number is 800-259-9231. Let's go to our crew. Joe Biggs is on the ground at the standoff in Oregon. Joe?
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now we're live outside of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. And as you can see, the press conference just ended. Fox News, CNN, various other news agencies were just covering that. We were able to get a lot of footage of that. Ammon Bundy was the main speaker at this, and also a couple other people that he brought up as well, some other ranchers that could help people understand what it is ranchers go through and how this federal overreach really affects Americans and how that, in the end, can end up affecting a lot of the people out here. You know, from what we heard today, Ammon Bundy said that the Hammonds are supposed to be turning themselves into jail. They've already been to jail once, and now they're saying that they are having to go back again for another sentence as well. So this really shows you the overstepping of the federal government, how they're going out, they're seizing land, they're really hurting American people, everyday hardworking people. You know, yesterday I was on Twitter and the main trending hashtag was Oregon under attack. Well, I don't see anything under attack. We're in the middle of nowhere, David, as you can see. To my left, to my right, for all you can see is nothing but land. They're actually getting ready to take some people down here and show the building that was taken over. This is the only area we have a signal in. But as you can see, there's no Oregon under attack. And people keep saying, why are they calling Black Lives Matter protesters terrorists? Why aren't they calling this white terror? And the thing is when we were in Baltimore, they were burning down businesses, flipping cars, demolishing stuff, vandalizing places. And now you have this out here. They basically took an unoccupied building, and they are standing in protest there. There's no people here that can be harmed. There's no one around here that can be hurt by this. I've seen no cops today, nothing like that whatsoever. But the interesting thing about that is tonight, the speech that Obama is going to give, is he going to use this situation and keep pushing the mainstream narrative that white terror is out here, that white terror breeds, that these are the ones that are carrying out attacks, that that's the real threat, not ISIS, that he himself is the one that's actually funding and giving arms to.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. And, of course, just to clarify for people, what is happening here is you've got mandatory minimums, as I was talking to Lionel earlier in the show. You got mandatory minimums that are part that came on as part of the drug war. Later, they added them after the Oklahoma City bombing, and that's what they're doing with this. They said, well, okay, we're going to call this arson, which means that it's terrorism, so we're going to send these people to jail for a minimum of 5 years. The judge in that time said that would be a sentence that would shock the conscience to me. So that judge refused to sentence them for that amount of time, but now we've got another prosecutor and an appeals judge who want to continue to push for this, and they're going to make them go back and serve a minimum of 5 years. It is an absolute travesty of justice. But clearly, you know, I've seen the hashtag Oregon under attack. I took that to mean not that there was violence going on, except for the fact that Oregon is being attacked by the feds. And that's an ongoing attack that's been going on for a very long time that people need to wake up. I'm just afraid that this particular action in terms of taking over this facility is going to be very, very counterproductive, especially with Obama doing his dog and pony show tonight with a town hall calling for executive order on gun control.
Yeah, like Alex said yesterday, the timing is all wrong right now. They have that. They can use that. They can go and say, look at this. You've got these armed militiamen who have overthrown a federal building, completely living out the fact that this is in the middle of nowhere. It was an unoccupied building, and no lives are in danger from that. And they're going to use that to push that anti-gun agenda, which is what he's done every year. Last time we were in Oregon, we were here at the Umpqua College when the mass shooting happened there. And what did he do? Flew in and pushed his anti-gun agenda. And that's what he does. That's his final blow of his presidency. He wants to do as much as he can to take guns away from law-abiding citizens here in America. That is the horrible fact about this entire thing, is the fact that he won't even admit to the fact that he's arming and allowing ISIS to operate and do all this, but then he wants to attack people like this who are standing up against a tyrannical government that is really over separatist boundaries. And that's one of the things Ammon Bundy was talking about earlier. He wants there to be another hearing where evidence can be brought forward about the Hammonds, the proof they have. They said they have proof, the family does, of being bullied and intimidated by the federal government. Lots of stuff that they talked about on during the press conference.
Well, we're getting some breakup from you, Joe. We're getting some breakup from you. Of course, what they really need to do is people need to understand jury nullification. They can shut this down. I mean, Bloomberg themselves are talking about how in over half of the cases that are brought against gun dealers, the juries refuse to convict the people there. And, of course, the other aspect of this, which is very, very troubling, is this article was up on Infowars.com. Liberal media tweets a call for the National Guard, for cops to confront the Malheur Wildlife Refuge occupiers. And you see this picture on the article, End White Terror. What they're really calling for is them to end white lives, because white lives don't matter to these people. And that's what they do. They always break this down into white versus black, into racial strata. We can announce now that the interview that Alex Jones is having is with Louis Farrakhan, trying to see if there is something that can be done to try to stop this intentional divide between people, black and white, between people in the city, people in the rural area. I would like to see some of the people in the rural areas start to come out against civil asset forfeiture. That is a criminal part of the new war on, well, the new war on drugs. That's not the new war on drugs. The war on drugs has been with us for 44 years. It's going into its 42nd year now. An absolute failure. And, of course, the guy who's running it with the Drug Enforcement Agency is saying that it's an absolute failure, but he's not going to stop it. All he will possibly do is add some drug treatment additions to it. But, of course, he's still going to use the hammer of law enforcement to try to deal with this. And the concern about this is not just that they're using law enforcement to deal with it, but the fact that they are destroying law enforcement to deal with this. They're turning our police into highway robbers, literally, with civil asset forfeiture. So I would like to see a recognition by people in the rural areas that, hey, this war on drugs is counterproductive. It has actually been a war of drugs on the black community. It has brought about violence. It has brought about a monopoly for organized crime to grow. It has destroyed our legal system. It has destroyed our property rights. Those are property rights everybody could understand. When they steal your cash, when they steal your car, don't even charge you with a crime. That is essentially the same principles that these people are doing out in the rural areas. They have a different motivation. They want to grab the mineral rights that are there so they can hand that off to their crony capitalist friends. We lost contact with Joe, but Joe's back now. Joe, your comment.
Yeah, yesterday or last night, I don't know if Montel Williams was on a drunken Twitter rampage, but he was tweeting out stuff like, I hope the federal government, you know, attacks these guys, shoots them all. These guys are terrorists. They should be treated like terrorists. You know, I wish there would be a drone strike. I mean, you can pull up Montel Williams' Twitter page. He said some pretty horrendous stuff. And it's not just him that thinks that. There's a lot of people out there that are looking through what this mainstream media is over here and what they're pushing out, saying that this is a, you know, a terrorist takeover. When actuality, it's not. It's a peaceful stance against the government that is completely out of control, which is overstepping its boundaries. It's overstepping the Constitution. It clearly doesn't care about that whatsoever. It's hurting real American families out there that are trying to work hard and provide and work the land and reap the benefits of labor. So that's what's going on. You've got just crazy people though that are out there that are just spewing this stuff. And this is what's really going on. A peaceful stance. I don't see anything. There's not going to be any cars flipped today. There's not going to be any vandalism. There's not going to be anyone shot. You know, hopefully Obama doesn't take this, send out federal agents, and then really spark something up and then use that and go, hey, they shot first. We didn't do it. Now we really need a crackdown on gun control.
Absolutely. We can see that it's a peaceful situation there, as you pointed out. You know, we've had the situations you covered multiple times, what was going on in Ferguson. You had peaceful protesters who were saying we have a broken system here. We need some reforms. We need to fix this. And yet there were inside agent provocateurs who would go out and start violence, start burning buildings in that neighborhood. But, of course, nothing like that is happening here at this point. So it would truly be a travesty to see that. Well, certainly we hope that that story will come through over what the mainstream media is doing. Of course, the mainstream media is putting this as an armed group that aims to overthrow the government, that they're not going to leave until the 187,000-acre wildlife refuge is handed over to ranchers. Did you hear anything in the press conference from Ammon Bundy as to what the end goal was of this takeover?
Well, what he wanted, what his demand was for the people who have basically put the Hammonds in a situation where they have to go back into jail again. They're supposed to turn themselves in today. They want them to have another hearing and go back through the evidence, actually break down and bring in people like the Bundys, bring in other people. They want to be able to have an opportunity to present evidence from the Hammonds, the family that they have, to really show that what's happening is completely unlawful. And that's what they're saying. That's what their end game is. That's what they want. And they said they'll stand out here and they'll stay out here as long as possible. And add to the fact that people said armed militia took this place over. I've been out here for a couple hours. I've seen a lot of the militiamen. I haven't seen any guns yet whatsoever. But it still is a heated standoff, because it's heated in the sense that we don't know what's going to happen with that speech tonight. Obama could really amp things up and really push the narrative that this is white terror, that you know, that we need guns gone, and that's what we have to wait for tonight. So everyone should be in anticipation seeing what this what President Obama will say in that speech tonight. Tomorrow should be an interesting day after that is done.
Yeah, and of course, that's news in terms of new demands from Ammon Bundy that he wants a retrial rather than kind of a nebulous goal that we were seeing yesterday that, well, we just want everybody to come here and we're going to take back the government. I mean, that's not going to happen any more than calling on Obama to resign. But perhaps they can get a new trial. And I would hope that if they do get a new trial, that people get educated about jury nullification. That's what really needs to happen there. People need to look at this and say, you know what, you're going to send these people to jail for 5 years? I don't care if there was a fire that technically violated the law. That is an unjust punishment. We're going to shut that down. I hope that happens. Well, Joe, I'm not going to keep you out there in the cold. I know it is incredibly cold. What is it, about 20 degrees out there right now?
Yeah, a little bit less than that. One of the spots we were at earlier was 5 degrees, so it's definitely chilly.
Okay.
And we don't have sweatpants or gloves or boots or anything. So,
it's insanely cold there.
Hopefully we'll get a chance to go get some of that stuff for tomorrow.
Okay. It's insanely cold there. That's one of the reasons why I think, you know, a call for everybody to come to that area right at this. It's a bad timing, just bad timing, even if it wasn't somebody trying to get this aligned with Obama's gun grabs. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. But thank you so much. It's important for us to get that message out that nothing violent is happening there right now so that nothing violent gets started on the side of the feds. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
All right. That's Joe Biggs, our reporter on the ground there at the Oregon standoff. And as he pointed out, there is no violence going on there. Of course, that's what the mainstream media is trying to push this for. They want to stress the fact that these are armed yahoos. I think there was even a Twitter list. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be on the next hour, and he can talk about that. But I think it was in his article. There are some tweets out there. They're calling them y'all-Qaeda, trying to turn them into terrorists. You know what? These people are not terrorists. You can look at the Hammonds, and if anything, I mean, they're not trying violence. They're not trying to intimidate people for political purposes. They're too apolitical, in my opinion. They don't understand how this affects them. They don't understand how it affects other people. They're too timid in terms of standing up for their rights. But nevertheless, that just makes it all the more the place that you don't have this kind of stand. What made the Bundy Ranch work, what made these other places work, were people who were being oppressed, not given their due process, having their rights trampled on. We saw at the Bundy Ranch they had a First Amendment area. You know, it's not an area. The First Amendment is not an area. It's a right. They were doing that. They were attacking the people there. They were trying to steal their land. They asked for help. Their neighbors stood with them. People from the outside stood with them. They stood nonviolently to get their property back and try to get their rights back. The problem is these people in Oregon don't seem to know what their rights are, and they don't have the backbone to stand up for it. This is terrible miscarriage of justice. The judge himself said that. He says, I'm not supposed to use the word fairness in criminal law, but this is a sentence that shocks the conscience in me. It was actually an absolutely crazy sentence to have to give these people a 5-year jail sentence. I think it was an outrage that they went to jail for 3 months. The elder Hyman went to jail for 3 months and the younger one went to jail for 1 year. I think that was an outrage. Because as we pointed out in the article from Kurt Nimmo, there have been multiple cases of doing the same thing for management. Having a fire, when you burn 139 acres out of 26,000 acres, that's less than a half of a percent of that land. That's a tiny amount. And in these two fires, the 2001 blaze burned 139 acres. The one in 2006, for which only Stephen was convicted, burned an additional acre of land. 1 acre. 1 acre out of 26,000. And the federal government wants to send people to prison. Meanwhile, they do their own so-called control burns, and they get out of control. They have destroyed livestock. They've destroyed other private property. They will not compensate anyone for that. But they will send you to jail, even though nothing happened with that. I want to go to some of the calls right now. Let's get your comments here. Paul in New Mexico, you want to comment on the Oregon situation? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, you know how Spock from Star Trek would say, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. I mean, that's the case with this situation. I know we all have a livelihood. We all need to make money. We all need to put a roof over our head. But if at all possible, we need to outthink these globalists and use our brains. Don't let our emotions rule our brains, you know. So that's basically what I have to say.
I agree. I think we need to make common cause with people on a number of issues. You know, I think one of the key things, Paul, is that people on the right don't seem to recognize the war on drugs for what it is, how it has destroyed our legal system, how it has destroyed property rights. And I think they need to stand together. I think they need to stand together with the people who are opposing gun control. You know, we have people on the Second Amendment. They're very protective of their rights for the Second Amendment, but they don't protect people's rights when it comes to this out of control, illegal, unconstitutional war on drugs. We need to get a broader spectrum. We need to get people to come together who are right now compartmentalized on the left and compartmentalized on the right, between white and black, between city and rural. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, sure. Just, you know, the divide and conquer and stuff, you know, just like Alex says, you know, it's just using all these instigators and wagitators. I just think basically that's all I have to say is just, I think we need to try to outthink these globalists, you know, and if at all possible, you know, just, and try to,
I agree.
Selfish, you know, about our individual needs and whatnot. So that's all I got to say.
I agree. I know they're very frustrated. I know they've been through this before. I think one of the things that really struck a chord with the Bundys is probably this family is one of the last ranchers in this area. You read that in the Kurt Nemo story. They got all the rest of the ranchers out, and they're going to punish them just like they did the Bundys. I think that really resonated with them. When we come back, we're going to go to more of your calls. Stay with us, Anthony, Tim, and others. We'll be right back.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Ein, and we're going to go back to your calls. calls. And for those of you that are on hold, I'll let you know that we're going to carry those forward to the next hour. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us. I'll be taking calls in the first 5-minute segment at the top of the hour. Let's go to Ted in Tennessee. Ted, this is a different topic than Oregon. You wanted to talk about self-driving cars that I brought up. Go ahead.
Yes, about the self-driving cars. I have an organic cattle farm. I think it would be great to have those because I can't get anyone to work. So therefore, I can't leave the farm to go like to a co-op or to the hardware store or whatever. If I could send a car to go and pick the stuff up and bring it back, it would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. You know what? There's some really good uses for it. I mean, you can take your daily commute, and instead of driving, you can sit there and tweet and play with Facebook. You can do a lot of things like that. I understand a lot of people don't want to drive. A lot of the people who are really pushing this really hard are not comfortable with cars. Here's my problem with it, Ted. The problem is that they're not going to allow you to have a choice. Okay? Understand that they're going to gradually drive you out of the car. They're going to do that by saying if you're driving your car from a rural area where there isn't a network, and understand that, you know, you're looking at this from your organic cattle farm, those are going to be the last places that come online. This is going to be rolled out in the cities at first. But they're going to look at it. They're going to monitor the way that you drive. They're already bringing vehicle-to-vehicle communications being mandated by the Department of Transportation, Federal Department of Transportation. So that's an additional cost that you're going to be mandated to pay for. And then those V2V communications are going to be talking about you. They're going to be broadcasting everything about the way you drive, how fast you drive, where you drive. They're going to be monitoring everything. You're not going to have any privacy. They'll be able to shut down your car if they don't like what you're doing. They'll be able to keep you from taking robot cars if they don't want you moving around, just like they're restricting people's transportation right now with the TSA, saying that we're going to force you to get real ID, force these states to recognize real ID, or the people from these states aren't going to travel unless they get something like a passport. That's my concern about it, the fact that they're not going to give you a choice, the fact that they're going to use this to surveil you to control your movement. Do you have a concern about that?
No, because I don't leave the farm. I've been off. I've had 3 days off in the last 18 years.
Well, that's just it. You know, that's the bottom line. You're not going to be able to leave the farm. It won't be your choice. But I understand where you're coming from. I want to have my freedom. You know, I remember I see GM teaming up with Lyft. I grew up hearing the jingle, see the USA in a Chevrolet. Those of you who are old enough to, that was pushing the idea of freedom. That's what I think is important, the freedom to move about. That is a fundamental freedom. It was core to what I saw and appreciated about America in the middle of the 20th century. And I don't think it's something that we need to give up for convenience or for anything else. That's what I'm concerned about. I've seen the government bureaucrats wanting public transportation just salivating over this for a very long time, and this is the way they're going to do it. Now, we're going to continue with your calls when we come back. Real quickly, I want to tell you one more time, we've got discounts across the board at InfoWarsStore.com. We need you to support our operation. That's how we run this. And, of course, we're offering discounts to help you at the same time. It's a win-win situation. Right now, you can get 15% off across the board at InfoWarsStore.com. That's off of our health products. It's off of things that we sell, like the Hillary for Prison t-shirt, even off of things like the InfoWars solar-based power station. That's a 1,500 watts of continuous power solar station, 3,000 watts of peak power for any emergency. It will last up to 8 times longer than a typical unit. This is a lithium iron phosphate battery. The price of solar cells has come down significantly in the last few years, but not the batteries. That's what separates one unit from the other. We have a great state-of-the-art battery in that. Again, 15% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to go to more calls, most of them about what's happening in Oregon. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.